right, welcome to another episode of CarPod DM. I am your host, Nate Williams, accompanied by my lovely wife, Jen.
That's me.
Jen is not wanting to do this, but she's doing it, and I thank her for it. It looks cold as heck outside. I would hate to be out there. We are currently headed to Outback Steakhouse, and the steak is a reward because we put in some work today. Is that right?
Yes, we did. That's why I'm grumpy.
Okay.
I've worked too much and not had enough food.
Okay. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to recap the day, and then I'm going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
Thing number one, why are we tired? Why are we rewarding ourselves? Tell the people.
Today we built a rocking chair.
Yes.
An ottoman.
Yes.
And a crib.
Yes.
For the baby.
We did.
It just kept coming in the mail, and so we just kept building.
Did we have equipment? Do we have tools to put this together, Jen?
Well, we realized we did at the end. We realized that we had an Allen head drill bit.
Which was brutal.
At the very end.
At the very, very end.
Like on the last situation.
It was like the last turn. I would say that the rocking chair wasn't bad. The instructions, it felt like the person didn't finish 7th grade.
Yeah, it literally said, if you have any issues, you can fix it by.
That's it.
Yeah.
I think it didn't even say if. It said F you.
Yeah,
there was no I.
F you.
If you have any questions, please. That was it.
Yep.
And we had plenty of questions. But we put that together, no problem. Then Jen was eagerly anticipating the arrival of...
The crib.
The crib. Our baby crib.
Like 3 weeks.
Yes. And you ordered it when?
Like the middle of January.
Okay. So we've been waiting for a while. What's so great about this crib, my dear?
Well, there's a lot of amazing things about it, but
okay.
The thing that I like the most about it is that it's a convertible crib, so it will last when our child is a toddler as well as when they're older.
So how old's toddler age for those of us who...
Three.
Okay, so Izzy's age? Really?
Izzy's a little older than a toddler, and she's extremely tall, so
that's
she looks like a full-blown child.
That's true.
But, like, I don't know. Maybe 2, 3.
Okay.
So they'll fit in the crib until they're that age, and then beyond that, it can become, like, a day bed in a playroom, or,
true.
Like, it'll just be used for forever.
I got you. No, I'm all about it. So we put all of those things together, most of which using an Allen wrench.
Yeah.
And just my sheer strength. But to be honest, and I'm thankful that you do this, Jen's really good at, and Sarah, our sister-in-law, is fantastic at this. But she documents things as they're happening. Like, she's really good at documenting firsts. And so Jen will be like, oh, like, don't mind me, or here I go, being cheesy. But I am super thankful for it. I don't know if I've said that to you recently, but I'm thankful that you take the pictures. So she took pictures of me putting the crib together. And then, you know, 20 years from now, mm-hmm. I can say, listen, kid, this was really tough to put together.
Yeah, it was.
So you better go to, not necessarily
whatever.
College, but yeah, you better do your homework because I put a crib together and put it together incorrectly and had to undo it and then put it back together.
That's so frustrating.
And oh my goodness.
It took us probably 3 hours to assemble the crib.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt, 3 hours.
And it was like 4 sides and some feet. And it sounds like so simple, but it wasn't aligning properly. So it was just so frustrating.
The issue was on some of the screws, for whatever reason, there was glue. Oh my goodness. And it wouldn't go all the way in. So I'm screwing, like, I had every single screw was in except for one. Then we realized that we had put something in backwards.
Yeah.
That's our fault, our bad, egg on our face, no problem. We'll just flip it around, is what we thought. We took all the screws out,
no.
Flipped that side around, tried to get it back
mm-mm.
in.
No.
No. So we had to take the screws. We took a
out
safety
of
pin.
Everything.
Yeah, took the screws out of all of the sides. Took a safety pin and scratched off the glue
of every
screw. On every single screw.
Pink
That's
glue.
Oh my goodness. That's what took so long. We would have been done an hour and a half earlier.
Yeah.
If we didn't have to put up with that glue.
It just took forever because of the glue situation.
It was brutal.
Like, yeah.
Which brings me to the topic of today's CarPod DM. Would you consider yourself a handy person? / do you enjoy doing DIY projects?
I feel like I do like doing a DIY project. If I know that I can do it.
Okay.
If it's like build a bookshelf with instructions, like, heck yeah, I got that.
Let's go.
You know?
IKEA stuff. Let's get it.
Yeah. And if it's like, for instance, we bought some like dye to dye some muslin blankets. That's easy. It's like water and dye and you know what I mean? Like I like DIY projects like that.
I feel you.
But if it's like anything custom, any pieces of wood have to be cut. You have to figure out what kind of hardware to use.
Yeah.
Like we got those bookshelves, you know, the ones, they're not bookshelves, but like the shelves in our living room that we bought at Hobby Lobby.
Oh
and
my
then
goodness.
Turned them into bookshelves.
Yeah. That was a tougher.
And like, I still don't even feel like they will hold very much weight.
No.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, I just don't trust my DIY self. It's like, I can come up with the idea and I know like, oh, that would look really cool, but
right.
I don't know how to execute it.
We admire Chip and Joanna Gaines. I mean, to the nth degree.
Yes.
They're fantastic.
But they do none of that themselves. They just conceptualize it. I mean, Chip
True.
Does.
Yeah. So that's what I was getting at. Chip is handy, so
he can
drill a this or demo a that or you know whatever. I think
yes.
that Jen has the Joanna Gaines eye, but Joanna Gaines doesn't need to be handy because her man is handy. She has a handy man. You see what I did there?
Yes.
Now, me to Chip is I'm not handy in that way, and to be honest, back in the day, like. If I think back, my dad wasn't necessarily handy in that way either. But every Father's Day, we bought him some sort of tool set.
Yeah.
Like
you're ready for that.
Some
that's like
some
dad
drills.
Life.
Yeah. And I think that that's the stereotypical, you know, dad stuff. Like, yep, gonna put a shed together, and you know, I'm gonna, you know, flump that 2x4, and you know, sand it down, and you know,
yeah.
That's not my dad, and that's not me either. So, our kids will know. Early in the game, don't get dad no tools. Get
right.
dad beef jerky.
In music or videos.
Yeah, get dad cables. Get me cable adapters. Don't get me no, you know.
For real.
Columbine, what is it, a combiner?
Wish list every holiday.
Yeah.
Father's Day, like everything, send a wish list.
Yes, and I think that that's a better way of giving gifts. These are.
Sure.
This is a list of the things that I will accept from you.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not on this list, I will be disappointed.
Right.
Which is terrible to say to a kid. But I'm also down to get those macaroni, you know, necklaces and
mm-hmm.
all of that stuff. I'm all about it. I can't wait. Truly.
I know. They're going to be very sweet. All the handmade artwork and
mm-hmm.
yeah, all of that is going to be very sweet.
My mom kept a picture frame. It's upstairs in our house now. But it's a picture frame that I made out of popsicle sticks and seashells.
Oh, that's sweet.
And I probably made it when I was 5. 25 years later, living
that's
by the beach.
Sweet.
So, you know, look at God. Full
yeah.
circle.
I want to make all the, like, Christmas ornaments with our children.
I think that's sweet, too.
Yep.
Okay, so you enjoy doing DIY projects.
Yeah.
What and we've done a few. What would you say has been our most successful?
Those bookshelves did come out really well.
I think so too.
So did the little like micro nursery closet thing. I know it wasn't like a ton of DIY, but like we had to put the shelves in. I mean the hangers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like take everything that was in and out. So I mean that's fun.
I think that that's probably our most successful one. Have we explained the micro nursery?
I don't think so.
Okay. Talk to me.
Well, I think we have maybe explained. No, this may have been for a YouTube video. like, why the micro nursery?
Right.
So essentially, we live in a retirement community where
woot woot.
I assume a lot of people have visitors, like, pre-COVID.
Yeah.
But, like, in the way that the homes are built is there's one master bedroom and bath on the first level, and then on the second level for guests, there's two bedrooms upstairs with a guest bath.
Yes.
So there's, on the main living level, one bedroom. And in between is, like, obviously a lot of stairs, and it's on the totally other end of the house. So I was telling Nate, like, I don't really want to put the baby up there. Even with a monitor, I just feel like I wouldn't be sleeping restfully knowing, like, our child, if they needed me, is, like,
it's really so far away. Honestly, it's not only the other end of the house. There is a whole flight of steps
exactly
separated. So I was immediately not about that.
Yeah. And, like, who wants to walk up a flight of steps in the dark when they wake up because they've gotten startled, you know, yeah, or had a bad dream? It's like, I just don't want to deal with all that. Especially now, when they're babies.
Yes. Now, we already started using, there was a room that was my studio room. And once Jen launched Bloom Budget, shout out to our sponsor. once Jen launched that, we were thinking, oh, she's going to need her own space to do the Bloom Budget thing. She's going to need her very own space. And let me just get my stuff out of here. So I moved my stuff to the guest room. Jen started getting all of these different things for her, what would be her office. And then we realized, oh, snap, Jen's pregnant. I mean, it was more planned than that, clearly. But realized, oh, Jen's pregnant. This office is now going to be a nursery. So we started buying nursery things.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we got a hefty amount of nursery things, if memory serves me correctly.
Like, a lot of clothes and stuff.
That's fair. Not necessarily furniture or any of those, like, key pieces. But we started getting nursery stuff. And as we were getting the stuff, Jen was saying, man, the nursery's kind of far away. I mean, I remember hauling the stuff up there.
Yeah.
I was like, man, this,
like,
is...
like, this just feels like torture to put a child...
this is a lot.
...on another floor.
So I cut you off. So go ahead. So you said to me, hey, hear me out,
well,
which is,
like,
a phrase that we use.
It's like I'm about to drop.
I'm about to say something wild. So just brace yourself.
Yeah.
So, for example, hear me out. Let's, after we get this Texas Roadhouse, not Texas Roadhouse, where are we going?
Outback.
Longhorn Steakhouse? Okay. Outback Steakhouse. After we do that, if you want to stop by McDonald's and get a dollar cone, I'm not opposed.
Goodness. Oh, yeah, I'm about to be about that.
See? Look, so I braced her with the hear me out.
Right, hear me out.
And then she was
this
ready for the hot take.
And then it's either goes over or it doesn't.
Right. Usually it goes over because we're usually about the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so you said hear me out, and then you presented me with what?
Yeah, so it's like, hear me out. What if... and, like, we don't even have anything on the main level that would be, like... could turn into a nursery.
No, it's a big open floor plan. I mean, kitchen turns into living room, or kitchen turns into dining room, turns into kitchen room. It's just all one. What did I say?
Kitchen room. We're hungry.
I'm hungry. Continue.
So I was like, hear me out. What if we just took all of our clothes out of our closet, took the racks.
Well, hold on. You didn't say all that. First, you just said.
Okay, I was like, yeah. What if we just turn our master closet into, like, a little micro nursery?
And the idea at first was, let's just put a crib in there. That's what I thought. That's what
that's never what I thought.
That's what, clearly. I thought, yo, for sure we can put a crib in our closet. No big deal.
With the clothes in there and everything.
That's what I had in my mind. That's literally what I thought you were saying. I was like, yo, finally, she's on my wavelength. Yes, leave them clothes in there. Leave the shoes. All of that. And we just put that baby in the closet.
Yep. Not what happened.
No, not at all.
Well, I had to take dimensions and stuff. Like, I'm over the top when it comes to all these things.
Yep. Yes.
Extremely over the top.
Yes.
And the waves were beautiful tonight.
I just saw them
at the ocean.
Okay.
Which sounds so bougie. Like, oh, we're about to go get steak and...
We aren't, y'all. We're not. We haven't been out to eat in.
We live in Delaware.
When? Okay, you don't have
ain't
to.
Like a beach town. Well, I guess it is, but it is a beach town.
Nah, it's nothing fancy.
Yeah.
It's nothing fancy. Yeah. Yes, there's the beach, but
literally,
let's
right
be
there.
Serious. Okay, you're making
cool.
it sound. You're making it sound like
I'm,
we're out
I'm
here.
I'm from Kansas,
that's
so
true.
Like to me, that is cool. Like
no,
the
that's
beach
nice.
Is right there. I can see it, and yeah. That's cool. Okay, but back to the micro nursery. So, anyways, I told Nate, I want to turn this into a little micro nursery. And like he said, he was thinking that it was just going to be a crib stuffed in there with like our clothes.
Right.
And then I had something different in mind.
Well, you did a buttload of research. We weren't even using the term micro nursery.
No.
I truly thought that you were cool with us sticking a crib in our closet and
no.
leaving it how it is. I was wrong. So you did some research.
Yeah, I was looking up like on YouTube and everywhere like closet conversions into nursery. Like we can't be the only people that have only had one bedroom on their master like on their main level, you know?
According to YouTube, it seems like we are.
Yeah, so I was like looking all over YouTube like how to convert a closet into a nursery. And it was all like closet makeovers within nurseries. Not like
a nursery that is a closet.
Is a closet.
Gotcha.
Exactly. So, like, and that's where we're at. Like, that's what we needed to make happen.
Yeah.
So, I knew that I wanted to take down, like, well, before we started, like, reconstructing the room, we took all of our clothes out. We purged a lot of clothes.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
Took three massive IKEA bags full of stuff to Uptown Cheapskate.
And boxes.
And boxes. And donated a ton of stuff. Like, I was in full-on nest mode after Christmas.
And it was
so
scary,
we just
y'all.
Cleared all of the stuff out of our closet and we put it in one of the upstairs closets because we don't reach for those clothes to wear them anyway.
No, and to be honest, since we've done that, and this is like, I mean, kind of like not gross for me, but I wear the same clothes. I wear five different sweatshirts.
Yeah.
I wear three different pairs of pants and that's really it. And I wear like three different pairs of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
All of our stuff that's upstairs.
Right.
I mean, it's helpful that we're in a pandemic and not helpful, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's helpful that we're not really going out to eat, you know, doing anything like that. But.
Right. And like it's mostly dress clothes up there. Things that we reach for once in a blue moon.
Right. Collared shirts for me.
Yeah.
A suit. Onesie.
So we just folded everything that we wear on a daily basis and put them in our dresser drawers.
Yep.
Cleared out half of my dresser for the baby stuff. To go into its little drawers, and then you have your own dresser, and then I have my side of my dresser. So we just put everything in there, took the rest of our clothes in the closet upstairs, and then we had those really cheap wire hanger rack things that rental closets have.
Yeah, you probably, like, if you've been in a college dorm, or, I mean, I'm just like a standard new house, it's like that wire, that's like an L shape, butted against the wall. Yeah, you know exactly what we're talking about.
And so we took those down.
That was a mess too.
Patched the holes.
Huge holes.
We had this set from IKEA that was like intended to be a bookshelf.
Mm-hmm. For Jen's closet or office, excuse me.
Yeah. And then it's hard to explain, but like we hung some installed, I guess, more so than hung. Installed some clothes racks, like little tiny. Well, they're not little, but, like, they're dowel rods, like, thicker dowel rods.
Think of, you know how, like, there's tension rods that you use to, like, hang your curtains, your shower curtains? So think of that made of wood. Is that what a dowel rod is?
I think a dowel rod is just a wooden rod.
Okay.
Like,
I've never
just
heard
a wooden
of dowel.
Dowel, yeah.
Like
so
cow
dangles.
So we
got those, hung two of those up, like, one on top of the other for all of the little outfits. Then a crib actually fits like the exact dimensions of the back of the closet,
which was perfect.
A little rug down, little macrame hanger thing.
It looks
and
great
I can
in there.
Literally see the crib from where I sleep at night.
Yes.
It's 30.
Thank you.
Y'all
know Jen's on that.
Yeah.
She'll let me know.
We
quick.
Were going 55.
But it had just turned 30, correct?
Right.
Okay. Continue.
So. Anyway, so we took all the stuff out, put all the new stuff in. It's very cute in there. It feels like a little nursery.
I think it's great.
And I think that, I mean, who knows how long we'll be in this house that we're in. But even if the baby is like 6 months to a year old, it will still have its own little room to sleep in.
Yeah.
We'll be right there by it. We'll hear it at night if it needs us.
Right.
But it's far enough away, or it feels far enough away, to where, like, if they were restless or something, like, they wouldn't wake us up.
Yeah. Although I know we're going to be staring dead at this baby, like,
all the time.
All the time for,
like, how do we make this human?
The first 15 years.
Because it really is mind-blowing.
It is wild. We were talking about that the other day. But anyway, we're getting on to another another topic. But I think that the micro-nursery, and did you make that term up, or is that a term that exists?
I don't know. I never heard of it.
No. So Jen Williams, Jennifer Ann Williams, Ann, A-N-N-E, Williams came up with the term micro-nursery. So holler at your boy.
Little micro-nursery.
I'm going to patent that. But anyway, so this micro-nursery I think is a great idea, because I think I'm one of the things that I am not like super confident in is my ability to be handy, like to build things type of thing. But when, like, I didn't have to make those shelves, we just found shelves that fit the purpose. Like, I didn't have to like make a crib. Not, I mean, we did today, but it already existed. I just had to put it together. So those type of projects I like. To kind of piggyback off of what you said, if there's a project that I know that I can complete, I'm down to do it. Mm-hmm. But, like, hey, I'm going to make a cedar chest out of this lump of wood over here. Count me out. Right. That's not me.
No.
At all.
Yep.
I do think that as we get older and, like, our kids become older, I do think that we'll find ourselves doing more DIY projects.
Yeah, I agree. And I do think they're fun. I just don't really like investing in, like, items for DIY and then the thing not being sturdy or, like, usable. It just feels very cheap. I just wish I had just bought the expensive thing, you know?
And the whole, the shelving stuff that we created was because IKEA had shelves that Jen actually liked, but they were sold out for months. I mean, it's been sold out for, like, a year.
Yeah.
I'd say. So we were like, fine, we'll just make it ourselves. I think they serve their purpose, but it's not what you really, really want.
Yeah, I mean, they're cute. They do. They hold little decorations and give some height to the room, but they're not, like, perfect.
No, they're not. And I was the one who put them together, so I'll be the first to say I hate doing tedious things. So putting ornaments on trees, we had to scratch that glue off of the nails. I was, like, super angry. I just don't like it. I don't like the, I don't like doing that stuff. Jen loves that stuff.
Yeah, I do.
She would happily tape a present. All of that. All of those, like, it takes time and it needs to be, you know, boop, 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 boop. I'm angry and I'm like, I'm out. I don't want to do it. But we got it done. And I think that the part of DIY projects that I like is looking at the finished product. And this morning at 10 in the morning, we did not have a rocking chair and we did not have a crib. And now,
that's so true.
Here we are 5:55 at night and both of those things exist because we sat down and looked at instructions and made it. That type of stuff I love.
Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah.
I am hungry.
As am I. What do you think our next DIY project will be as we close?
Probably something else for the baby. True. I don't know what exactly, but I feel like probably something for them.
I think you're right. What would you say out of all the DIY projects that we've done, and I already know which one I have in my mind, what has been the biggest flop for us?
I don't know. I don't feel like we've done that many.
I'll tell you which one. Our outdoor lighting.
Ooh, that was rough. Yeah, we did not have the right thing in mind.
No. We bought lights around Christmas time, like outdoor type lights. And then I bought like a plant feeder that was supposed to be like 8 feet in the air.
A bird feeder.
Bird feeder, yeah. It was a hot mess. A firm gust of wind
proved. The lights
proved,
were like 4 feet off the ground.
Yeah, you'd have to duck under. It was not cute. So no, anyway, we took that down last week.
It was really
bad. That was super embarrassing. Not embarrassing because we didn't have anybody over, but. It did not look good.
That project was not cute.
That was a flop. easily a flop. All of our painting projects have gone well. Mm-hmm. Trying to think of what other things that we've done. You're right. We really don't do a whole lot of DIY stuff, but
no, we don't.
We're gonna kick it up a notch. 2021 is the year to get it done.
I don't know. I mean, we still don't have the talent and abilities. It doesn't matter what year it is.
Well, we're gonna learn.
Have the skill set.
Someone said that you could find out anything on YouTube University, and
that's
I believe
true.
I believe that to be true. Okay. Well, we are arriving at our destination. This Outback is in the weirdest place. Like, it feels like you're driving to your doom. That's where this Outback is. Makes zero sense. Anyway, we're pulling up to Outback. I'm going to get a steak. I am going to order it medium. I don't think I can do medium rare, Jen, if I'm being honest. Well, can I just do medium? What do you think, less of me?
You can do whatever you want to do.
Okay.
I can't do medium.
Usually I say medium well. All right.
There's a spot over there. You're overthinking it.
What do you mean?
There's a spot right there.
Is there? Okay. Mm-hmm. My bad. I don't like pulling. Oh, there we go. Thank you, Jen.
You're welcome.
Okay. This has been a CarPod DM all about DIY things and how we are not very handy, but we get the job done. Please subscribe if you haven't already. Give this a rating. Follow us on Instagram at Nate Loves Jen for me and at Jen Loves Nate for my beautiful wife. You know I'm always asking, but I always want to ask to make sure.
I'm just ready for some food.
You're ready for food. Okay.
Yep.
Peace out, y'all. Go build something.